Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. I didn't know that your family were hot dog millionaires.
Yes.
I said that I wasn't going to mention it, but I have to mention it. So this is your family's legacy to the world.
My family has been in the hot dog business for 85 years. Immigrant Armenians came to America, and it's a good story.
There you go.
CaspersHotDogs.com. Check it out.
Wow.
And you can mail order as
it's mind blowing.
Please help.
And it's a great story of poor immigrants coming to this country and making good. I must say, there are immigrants that came to this country and did other things that were more healthy. But your lot, they brought the hot dog.
Oh, well, you know, it's like they went to New York and then Chicago, and Oscar Mayer somehow got involved there. And yeah, you know, started with the street cart in Oakland, California.
Well, one word for you, wiener. It's probably one of my favorite words in the English or
wiener.
German language. All right, let's play the thing, and then we'll talk about some things.
Okay.
Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
Okay, good morning. I would love to introduce my friend David Birchie, who actually is my co-partner on Dead Tober on the Deep Cuts Grateful Dead show. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Caroline.
We are going to be talking about Life Builders, which you are a contributor to with your parents. And we have your stepdad here, Larry Johnson, the founder of Life Builders. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Caroline.
Hi. So Larry is Detroit-based, and your nonprofit is Detroit-based. And Life Builders, you and your wife, David's mother, started this nonprofit, correct?
That's right, Carolyn.
And you are revitalizing the community of a specific community in North Detroit area where David is from. So why don't you tell us, Larry, all about Life Builders?
Well, back in the mid-2000s, the perfect storm really hit Detroit. As anybody who has, you know, followed histories of some of our cities, you know, saw a real decline happen with corporate bankruptcies, political corruption, the foreclosure crisis. And, you know, and imagine all of that hitting in a poverty-stricken area where people don't have the ability to recover like so many others do that have some, you know, some degree of financial ability to recover from situations like that. Well, Marilyn, my wife, and I decided that rather than sit around and talk about what we might be able to do to help, we decided to jump in and try something. Now, both of us have come out of business. We had a computer leasing business back in the 80s and 90s, and we were at the right place at the right time and sold that business. So we had the ability to get started and had a heart, you know, that we wanted to make a difference with our life. Mm-hmm. So we just jumped in and gave it a try.
And how many years have you been, has Life Builders been
operating? Life Builder will be 12 years old this year.
Fantastic.
And today we touch the lives of a couple hundred kids throughout the year. We have programs all throughout the year, including a summer day camp that we run in the community. We have a community center, which we're developing in the center of our community. By the way, the zip code that we are in is the famous 48205. It's Detroit's most dangerous zip code, which my wife and I moved to from an affluent Detroit suburb, Grosse Pointe. We moved into the community because we thought if we were ever going to be able to understand the issues and be part of the revitalization of the community, we needed to move there ourselves.
That's
so we've amazing. Seen amazing things occur, you know, in the last 10 to 12 years.
So, David, you are our Laguna local who is heavily involved with Life Builders. Talk about your role and your experience working with the organization.
About a year ago, my mom and Larry basically said, hey, you know, we're at a juxtaposition here where we need to sort of figure out what to do next. We can either continue to scale Life Builders, or we can, you know, just be happy with where we are and keep going on and affecting the lives of the individuals that are involved that, you know, we're already with. And so I decided to sort of take, I just finished a big client gig that I'd been on for like 6 months. And I decided to step back from that and from my normal consulting business and really focus on working with them full time or almost full time. So I spent about a week a month in Detroit right now. And really, my focus has primarily been on the housing component of their organization. And what Life Builders has about 45 houses in their neighborhood, a couple apartment buildings. And we're really looking to figure out it all happened by happenstance. I mean, there was a house that was squatters were in, and it became a drug house, and Marilyn and Larry decided to just buy it and get the squatters out. And so they did that. And then another house, you know, two doors down happened, and then another house. And over, you know, a period of 7, 8, 9 years, they had acquired 45 houses and a couple apartment buildings. They had bring people that were in their programs, in their kids programming or in their seniors programming, into these houses. And they weren't free houses. They weren't, you know, they weren't subsidized houses. They were nice houses that were affordable and kept up like nothing else in these sort of inner city neighborhoods in the city of Detroit, you know. And so as houses, people are moving, we've been able to purchase them instead of letting slum landlords, you know, get in there or squatters get in and just sort of destroy the fabric of the house. So really that's been my focus over the past, you know, year, is sort of understanding the business and figuring out how to scale it. And I mean, we've got a few other people, Laguna locals, who are involved now with helping us find financing, helping us find other different, you know, funding, you know, portions for the house and bringing that up. And so it's just been, it's been fantastic.
I love that. You know, that's like why I love doing my shows, because in a community like Northern Detroit that needs like so much help. I mean, it's widely publicized, mm-hmm. you know, what was going on in Detroit, and we have some celebrities that have helped go back in and help the city. But I mean, to have Laguna locals helping out people in Detroit, that's what it's all about, and it really warms my heart. So Larry, talk about the couple of the programs that you've got going on. It's a holistic, I mean, it's a holistic nonprofit, meaning that you go from housing to the summer camps. I mean, you basically have come in to supplement and help the city and probably the state of Michigan with this community, because it just couldn't do any all of it by itself. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Very keen observation. It is holistic. There are so many deficits in poverty-stricken neighborhoods, you know, deficits in education, in housing, in opportunities, in jobs. I mean, they're huge. You know, and, you know, when we jumped into this, we didn't know a whole lot about all the issues that people faced in the community. I know there's a particular book I encourage volunteers to read. It's called There Are No Children Here. And the basic premise of the book is that our kids, who are by the age of 9 or 10, have experienced more in life than most of us ever experience in a lifetime. You know, in helping to deal with these deficits and bring hope and a sense of dignity in our community has really been sort of our mission. And to see it now work, you know, as blight's being removed, kids are graduating now from high school and college where they weren't before. We had no teen pregnancies last year. There's a waiting list of people wanting to move into our community. I mean, talk about an encouragement to us, and then see people's lives touched here, you know, to hear the story of what's happening there is a great encouragement to Marilyn and I.
Yeah, I have the chills and tears in my eyes. Really? Jason has a comment.
I suspect that also, you know, the kids are getting help, and the families, obviously. I have personal experience with this group and the projects, and then some very kind people built a row of houses, raised money from the community, and children of divorced women got to move into the, and that was my family, my story. And the fact of moving into a clean place where you felt safe, I cannot say strongly enough how it changed our lives, and it enabled us to go to school the next morning and maybe take part in the class rather than be freaked out about how we're going to get home and what's going to happen when we do. So it was a really big deal, and my mom was happier and everybody was more relaxed and the neighbours were like us and we all shared the experience. I mean, it was a huge deal for the community, but the people that go and help, you know, they were mentors to us. You know, the guy that came to do the plastering, he was a local guy, and he was a good, nice guy. And so all of a sudden, we had these role models of working men who were, you know, nice guys and doing something good, you know, not pro bono, but they were working on the cheap for the community. And it's a massive deal, I would think, for the volunteers too. And for you personally, there's enormous sort of, it's a transformational experience to work with these people.
Well, you know, I think that's such a great observation, because Marilyn and I are really the beneficiaries of all of this, you know, as much as those who are being served. Our lives have been forever changed as a result of serving in the community. I can't even begin to tell you, you know, how it's been touched and changed our lives.
You know, first, Jason, thank you so much for sharing your story. I didn't know that. And, you know.
Well, I didn't know that you were a wiener millionaire.
I wish.
We've all got something in our background we're not that proud of.
I would
of.
Be doing this full time if that were the case. anyway, I was just talking about being in service really helps. The people that really benefit are the people that are helping out. Mm-hmm. It's extraordinary, that interaction and that transaction, the energy transaction that happens. And that's one of the reasons why I love doing my show and mm-hmm. and highlighting people doing good, because that comes out more times than not. That's a great thing for my listeners to know, that when you do good, you actually feel better than the person you're helping, right, David? Did you feel that way?
Absolutely.
Too?
I mean, I think I know I started, Larry and I went to Kenya about 4 years ago, and we went to, you know, do some well digging, you know, well work, mm-hmm. you know, water work with a tribe called the Pokot tribe. And you know, I went, obviously, with the most noble intentions of helping the people there. And, you know, every day, everyone who was with us, you know, it was like, we're the ones who are being ministered to. We're the
that's
ones
right.
who are being served by being able, the privilege of being able to do this. And that sort of has carried over. And I think, you know, every time I leave Detroit, I just thank them, you know, my mom and Larry, for allowing me the privilege to come into the community and to be part of it. And I that's how I feel every time I leave there. It's just a privilege for me to be there. And so
it's transformative. It
oh,
really
absolutely.
Is. That is great. Well, unfortunately we have to wrap up, and I would love to talk to you for much longer. So Larry, in, you know, closing, what advice do you have for anybody out there listening that would like to do what you're doing, maybe help their hometown that's really depressed, financially depressed, or, you know, anybody thinking about, starting a nonprofit to help other people? What's your advice?
Well, it's real simple, and it's from experience. If something is tugging at your heart, you see that there is a wrong that you'd like to make a right, to help make a right, my suggestion and encouragement to listeners are try it. Just take a step of faith and just try something and see where it leads. That first stop might not be the stop that you end up at, but it may open a door someplace else. But if there is that nudging, just go through that door and just give it a try and give yourself a way to something. And if people want to help us, they want to learn more about us, you can go to www.lifebuildersdetroit.com. There's some great short videos that show our neighborhood, our youth programs in operation, and you can learn all about our history there. So we welcome you to visit that.
Thank you, Larry. Wonderful. Again, say the URL again to your website, Life Builders.
LifeBuildersDetroit.com.
Detroit.com. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So thank you for joining us today from Detroit, Michigan. Mm-hmm. David Burchie, it's always a pleasure to hang out with you.
And you
we'll
as well,
be
Caroline.
Doing our Didtober show pretty soon.
Can't wait.
Yeah, me too. Can't wait. And Jason, thank you for participating with heartfelt, you know, your story on Cause Corner this morning. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank
Where
you.
Do I get a check for this? How do I do that?
Okay, I'll that? Send you some hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
That I can do.
It's always the same.
It's always in kind, man. Anyway, so if you've got any other wonderful Laguna local doing great things out in the world, or a nonprofit or activist social cause that you want me to know about, excuse me, let me know on my Facebook page, and I will certainly consider them for my show in the future.
It's Caroline's Cough Corner.
It's Caroline's Cough Corner. Hey, you know, it's those allergies. Those flowers are blooming, and I'm starting to get the allergies. Yeah, it's going to be a whole 3 months of that, Caroline's Cough Corner. Anyway, until next time, this is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.